Duke and Dow with you in studio for Sports Friday today, and joining us live in studio right now as well, the Star Valley High School cross country runner, senior Colton Cranny. Today, Colton, how are you? Thanks for swinging by today.
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic. Thank you so much for getting up on a Friday and coming in. I know you school types, it's hard to, you know, if you have that, I don't even know what the schedules are anymore, but we appreciate you coming
there
in.
There is school today, right? Oh, so we got you out of some class, sure.
That's the good thing.
That makes me feel better then. I thought maybe we had woke him up or something like that. Cole, one of the things I want to talk about with you is you have been part of this Star Valley High School cross country program that has been so successful. The last three 4A state champs, and you've had a couple of Division I runners running as part of your teammates the last 2 or 3 years in particular. Well, 3 years, and now you're a senior. Kind of talk about that a little bit, because one, I would assume it helps make you better, but at the same time, there's probably like, can I get in front of these guys? I've thought about that for a couple of years now. Kind of walk us through this mindset of yours as you've been progressing through the Star Valley High School cross country program.
Absolutely. I think as a freshman, I had great runners, Hobby and Jace, in front of me, and I was, always kind of looking up to them, like they were my role models. And just throughout the years, as I've, developed relationships with them, it's just become more of just, trying to obtain that same excellence that they have, because they really have, and they've pushed me to the heights that I'm at now, and I don't think I'd be where I'm at without them. So, I think just having that senior role model, I think, is a big part of where I am today.
Has that helped even into this year, now that you're the senior and they've graduated? Has that added any pressure, or has it added maybe motivation to think that, okay, maybe now there's some freshmen looking at me the same way I looked at those guys? What are your thoughts on that?
I think motivation. I mean, they were there for me when I was a youngin', and I can be there for the younger kids now, because, it's the old guys they look up to, and we've all been there. We know what it's like, so just being a good example to them and pushing them along and becoming great one day.
Let's talk about the Bob Conley invite you ran just yesterday at the Bob Conley. Kind of talk to us about what this is. This is your fourth time. Well, you've run at it several times. I shouldn't assume you've been there four times.
Yeah.
Talk about this course in particular, and maybe some of the specifics about this course, and some of the strategy that goes into being towards the front of the pack of a race like that.
It's a relatively fast course, all things considered. There's some fast guys. We've raced same crew of guys for probably the third meet that we've seen them. First, starting with Cardinal Classic, then Tiger Grizz, and now here. So that aspect is nice, because your competition, what you're going up against. And you kind of know their strengths. The Rigby guys, they really like to push the hills, try to break you on them. So you can expect that from them. Century guys, they take it out quick. You just got to be ready for that. Other than that, the course, you got a little bit of everything, mixed terrain. You got some sand on the beach. You got some grass. Thankfully, some of it's nicely mowed. it's nothing like our home course, but it's a good challenge.
Colton, the way you talk about the courses, it kind of makes me think of the way golfers talk about courses. How does it change your mindset? I mean, is it all about the footing? Is it all about energy expenditure? Because you have some really very specific ideas about the course. I just wondered how that affects runners, because I have no idea. I have no idea what you're talking about as far as that goes, but it's very interesting.
Well, like I said, with the grass thing, it's incredible the difference it makes when you're running on an inch of grass versus 4 inches. It's all about running efficiently, so just trying to conserve when you're running on the sand or in the gravel, because loose footing, you expend more energy. So it's just kind of about being smart that way and not overexerting yourself, just keeping also just a good mindset, being able to push through it when it gets hard.
And I'm assuming you take that race by race, but it's also got to be part of a whole season, right? Because you're kind of in a unique situation that you and some of your teammates have been, not just this year, but previous years, where you're not just running it against the Wyoming high school competition. You're going to places like this one, but some other pretty prestigious national type races, right? And so how do you keep the whole season to conserve your energy but still be able to power through those races as a whole?
I think a big thing is just always keeping your eye on the next race. You know, whether you win or lose the race of today, you still gotta move on, forget about it, because you got another one next week, and that's the next important thing. So just you know, keeping that in perspective, like, as much as maybe nice and fun to win, it's you know, it's a big thing, but the next week you got another race that you need to focus on. You can't keep dwelling on the wins and losses of yesterday.
Well, you ran over in Oregon at the Tillamook. I'm sure the locals hit Mook, probably. Well, you were there. How did they say it?
I think it was Mook.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't talking to a bunch of them.
I'm saying I could think, like, if I was a local, it'd be like Mook. I'm running the Mook. But at sea level, obviously, you know, people maybe casually understand or have heard things about running at altitude versus running at sea level. You had an amazing time there. In fact, the fastest time ever for a Wyoming high school runner, 14:50 and change. Talk about that experience running at the Mook and going 14:50.
It was incredible. I mean, everything about that day just kind of lined up. Weather was perfect. Competition was perfect. I mean, those are some fast guys in Oregon. They're no joke. And yeah, obviously the low elevation aspect. I mean, we're used to running up here. I mean, our home course is 6,300 or something like that. It's a big change, and I think you know, I'm happy with how I utilized all those things that day and put to work for me, because yeah, I mean, it got me the state record, and that's pretty awesome to me.
That's pretty awesome indeed. Colton Cranny in studio this morning, senior at Star Valley High School in the cross-country team. So what's coming up next, Colton, for you for the rest of the season? You and the Braves, I should say.
Big things, just eyes forward to regionals and state. We have a smaller meet at Fort Bridger this next week on I have no clue. Thursday or Saturday, I think.
I think it's on the 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and then, so, you know, rip a fast race there, and then it's on to the in-state competition on at regionals. So, and then on to state, obviously. That's the big one. Got to hawk down some Sheridan Bronx.
Well, I'm going to throw this out there because, obviously, the Braves have had a great run. They've won three in a row, the three-peat. But you coming back as a senior, I was kind of looking at this, you know, a year ago, year plus, and you obviously have a great chance to be the individual champ, and I'm sure that's one of your goals. But as far as the team title, I kind of feel like the Braves are being overlooked just a little bit, team-wise. They're like, oh, okay, Jace Burton gone, Hobby Wetzel gone, some other seniors, you know. You've got some fast teammates. You've got some dudes. Is that kind of been a mindset for you guys this year that, oh, people thought the run was over, but we're going to come and see what happens?
Absolutely. I mean, we're not out of it yet. And I think that race in Oregon is a good confidence builder for us all. You know, let us know that we're capable of more than we thought. And, I mean, it's not going to be easy at all. You know, there's some tough teams, and we're gonna have to really, really work it. But yeah, I think we're going in as what people think are the underdogs, but we know we're better than that. So see what we can make happen, come state.
Colton, what do you think might be next for you long term after high school? Are you still trying to figure things out? Would you like to run collegiately? Not sure yet. Where are you at there?
I would love to run collegiately after a mission. I'd love to. I think it'd be a great experience just to build on the high school experience I've had already. I think it'd be incredible.
And why? We think about, you've been describing these races that you're doing and how hard and difficult it is. What motivates you to do it? Why do you like it so much? I mean, to be able to even want to go to the next level, make that jump to collegiate, what motivates you to run like this?
Oh, man, the love for the sport, I guess. I mean, it's hard to justify it to people that might not understand it, but I mean, you just, certain feeling of accomplishment after you run a personal best or beat the guy that you've never beat before. It's another feeling, and also just self-improvement, self-progression. It's incredible just to see how far you've come in a few years, and that's just more motivation to see how far you can take it. So
that's Colton Cranny this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Colton, appreciate your time. Congrats on the great season so far. I know you have a lot left coming, so good luck to you guys moving forward.
Thank you.
It's part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning on the SVI Radio Network.